This first post reads, "Break-in pooper. Someone unlocked my apartment door this morning while I was sleeping, took a shit, and left. Police took a report, and locks are being changed." That was a Nosy Neighbors listener submission, by the way.
Shout out to the submitters. Link is really in the bio this time.
This time it is. I know we've been saying that for a while now, but we were lying.
Check out dedication.
We wanted to see who was on their game.
Yeah, link is in the bio.
It's there now, for real.
You know, I actually heard of a similar story that happened to my cousin.
Someone broke in and pooped.
And he had cops come and everything. He had cameras, so he started taping inside of his house to figure out.
In case they came back.
Mm-hmm. Turns out it was him. He was a sleep shitter.
Are you kidding?
That's a real thing.
I've heard of sleep eating.
And if you sleep, eat the wrong thing, because he lactose intolerant.
He slept, ate at Taco Bell.
Yeah, he slept, ate some Taco Bell, some milk and cookies.
And
woke up pissed.
Woke up pooped.
Woke up pooped and pissed. This is Nosy Neighbors. I'm Chinadu Unaka.
And I'm Candace Thompson.
And we'll be breaking down the most absurd neighborhood posts we can find on the Citizen and Nextdoor apps.
But we don't stop there.
We check foreign apps.
Foreign apps?
Yep.
You mean like international apps?
Oh, I check international neighborhood apps.
What do those look like?
Man, North Korea's app is popping.
On fire.
Let's just say that.
Is that the dark web?
The dark web is just black people searching.
I was going to say, it's got to be just for black people. Searching unsavory things.
Unsavory things.
Like BET Uncut.
Oh, BET Uncut was a jam. You watched that on volume 2. And it sounded like you're watching on volume 60. I'm like, man, why are they talking so loud?
Why are these booties clapping so loud?
Oh, man, I'm going to get caught.
I'm supposed to be asleep.
12 years old, trying to watch BET Uncut. Booties just feel like...
How did we get here?
I don't know. It's always your fault.
It is.
Disclaimer.
Disclaimer.
This podcast features our thoughts and opinions on interesting stories from the internet to your neighborhoods.
All riffs are for comedic purposes only.
Do not try this at home.
We had to tell them.
We had to tell them.
This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale. Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, what's better? Finding out you did it yourself and that embarrassment, or knowing someone broke in and did it?
I'd rather it be me.
You'd rather be you.
Yeah.
And knowing that you did that, wouldn't you be concerned about you're going to do it again? So now do you then lay tarp over your carpet? Do you lay the plastic like your auntie and your grandma had the plastic over
the couches?
Mm-hmm.
I like where you're going with this. And you got to lay the tarp down until you find out the right dosage of medication to stop the flow.
Or the right dosage of Taco Bell.
Right.
Because maybe you just, you know, you went a little bit overboard. Maybe just a little bit you might be able to handle. A little quarter of a chalupa might be okay.
It happens, man. Taco Bell, you know, they don't cook with the same quantities. Every taco is different.
It's a crapshoot. You don't know what you're going to get.
They don't measure it. It's a handful of this. Couple of fingers of that.
A foot full of this.
A foot full of this. Whatever's left
in the
back.
They cooking with their feet. You don't know what they do.
You don't know what they doing. They don't know what they doing.
That's why it's so delicious. It's the mystery.
It's the mystery.
The question like, mark.
Yeah.
Let's jump into our first segment. This is where Chinedu and I like to discuss what is going on in our own neighborhoods.
That's right.
You going first.
Okay, because the neighborhoods, you know, I'm glad to go first. I've been waiting for you to ask.
Boom.
In my neighborhood, I found a post that reads, "This is my new rescue pup. He's a senior. Miniature apricot poodle. His name is Calvin. Please say hi if you see us out and about. My first dog. Parentheses, I've always rescued cats. Wish me luck. I'm in love." And there are some interesting comments.
Okay. I was like, okay, that's a nice,
very nice
cute,
post.
Sweet post.
And the comments were nice too. Hella. I don't know why she started with hella. Oh, maybe she meant hello.
She could be.
Because in the black community, hella's a word.
I was going to say, up in like the Bay, don't they say hella all the time?
It doesn't fit the sentence though.
Oh, okay.
It says hella, dot, dot. Every dog is a gift from God. So that would have made sense.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, if it said hella dogs are good from God.
You'd be like, oh, yeah.
Okay. I think she meant hello. Every dog is a gift from God. Dogs have literally saved millions of lives and more of hearts. XOXO every day. And you know what? I would agree. I think every dog is a gift from God. Then I realized.
What?
Dog, spelled backwards.
Is God.
Is God.
Yeah.
What if dog or God, right? He lives inside of dogs because they're very similar.
God lives inside of every living thing.
That's true.
Yes.
But what if he lives?
Oh, like this, this like dog is God, like how Jesus was here. Mm-hmm. Like maybe this dog is like this, has God came down into the earth form in this dog.
Yeah, because, you know, God and dogs are they love unconditionally.
They
pure
do.
Goodness. I do want to say this. Black people aren't scared of dogs. I just want every...
You said aren't?
Yeah, we're not.
I know black people that are scared of dogs.
I take that back. A lot of black people are scared of dogs.
Yeah.
But a lot of us aren't. Because I'll be walking around and I'll see dogs with their owners.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like terrified their dog is going to like try to like
Say
hi to me. Or they're oh my God, he's going to kick my dog. I think there's somebody out there that looks a lot like me just going around kicking friendly dogs. Because they're always like, oh my God, this dog is cool. I'm like, no, it's okay.
Finidu has made a return. Maybe that's who it is.
Yeah,
it's Finidu.
Chinedu loves dogs.
Black people look like shadows to them, so it can be scary, so they start barking. So
I never heard of that.
They bark at you because you're dead inside. But
they're just spirits.
It's a thing. You should look it up.
Hey, why this dog picking me out of a crowd, man? What the hell's going on? You guys, there's a shadow behind you. Okay. So what happened to your neighborhood?
It's a good question. Hold on.
Let me do a commercial break real quick. If you guys have a person shitting in your apartment breaking in, tough luck. Get tough luck. Tough luck is a type of marijuana that helps you get over unfortunate circumstances. Tough luck. Buy it now at your local dispensary.
Here you go.
Tough luck. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So this post read from my neighborhood. Hey, everyone. I'm an Italian guy married to a lovely Filipino woman. Mm-hmm. That's it.
That's some good food in that house. That's the first thing in my head. Wow. An Italian guy and a Filipino woman. Talk about a kitchen made
talk
in heaven.
Talk about exotic food.
That's some good cooking.
That's some
in there.
Good cuisine.
Both of those families be cooking. They grew up with meals.
I love that's where your head went.
Oh yeah, what you are?
I'm just like, why? That was all the post said.
It said I'm an Italian.
Italian guy married to a lovely Filipino woman.
He's just happy to break the curse. Just so much yelling.
Just marrying other white people?
No, just marrying other Italians.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, my house is, it's just so loud all the time.
So loud.
Italians are very similar to, to us.
Oh, yeah. No, for
they're
sure.
They're just vibrant people.
I've been calling Italian people the black people of white people for years
now.
Oh,
for sure, man. Yeah. Italians, they're very similar to, they just love energy. They love life, you know? They got a lot of energy to them. Nothing wrong with them.
Well,
he's like, I'm done.
And I'm letting everybody know. I'm letting the world know, or at least this 3-mile radius.
He's like, because my family doesn't care. So hopefully somebody here does. They're very pissed at me. Next up is Neighborhood Watch, where we slide deep into the apps to find the next local stories. How do we slide, Candace?
Slipping and sliding.
Slipping and sliding, we slide head first.
You know, I like it ass first.
Slide. There's always that one weird kid that will go ass first down the slip and slide. You're like, what was that about?
Teach us out.
You was that weird kid, huh? That's why I didn't talk to you with B class.
No. Eating paste.
That's the ass first girl. This first post reads, stand-up comedy show assaulting audience happening in Transmitter Park, Greenpoint, New York.
Stand-up comedy show assaulting audience. Now, I'm just trying to understand what the headline is.
You know what this is about, Candace. You know those comedy shows that be like...
Oh, that are terribly unfunny?
No, yeah, that. But just be like, there'd be like a random bar or
yeah,
a park.
And nobody asks
no
for it?
No one asks for it.
Oh, of course.
You know, somebody has like a favorite bar. They go there every Thursday after work with their friends. And it's their one moment to go. And then, you know,
all of a sudden,
next week is Jimmy's birthday. And they show up and then all of a sudden a brand new comedy show has started. Mm-hmm. Like, they never have comedy at the
bar. And
you're
like, wait a second.
And on top of that, they might be bad.
They're always bad. Those ones that don't give the audience any heads up.
Yeah.
They can't. Because if they did, they wouldn't come.
They would have come. They're like, all right, we'll try tomorrow.
Yeah, no. They just held those people hostage.
Facts.
We've all done those shows. We have all done those shows. I actually did a festival one time that was like that. It was in Cabo. Mind you, these are tourists, mm-hmm. right? They did not tell anyone in the bar that there was going to be a comedy show. And not only was it a comedy show, but it was a rollover comedy show. They wouldn't let the people leave. It just kept rolling over into, it's probably like a 6-hour long comedy show.
These people are just having a nice day in the park. They have picnic blankets. The birds are flocking in the air. There's people playing handball. Kids are laughing out of nowhere.
Where my Scorpios at?
Where my Scorpios at? So, dicks come in all sizes, right?
You're like, what the fuck?
Black people do this. White people do that.
This is assault. This is the reason we're outside. There's a million comedy shows at every bar. We can't even hang out at bars anymore. Now you guys are in the park. I guess we just want to say to all our fellow comedians out there, we understand you get your stage time.
But you have to get consent first.
You got to get consent.
Stop with the non-consensual comedy shows.
People are done.
But I will say that if it sounds like a terrible thing, sometimes I'll just do it because it sounds terrible.
I'll always do it because it sharpens the blade. You know what I mean? Oh, I've done some bar shows, but I made the bar love me.
Yeah, you're like...
It's hard work.
Oh, it's hard work.
They might like you too much.
They might try to keep you. Yeah. Have you ever had swingers come up to you?
Yes.
Yeah, swingers have come up to me.
But it was my fault. Do you know the symbol for swingers? How they communicate without talking? Upside down pineapples.
Yes, you told me that.
Yeah, I was doing a show for a cruise line.
Mm-hmm.
And this couple, they're just like, you know, very intimate. Hey, man, you're so funny, man. Da-da-da, let me get you a drink. But this is weird vibes, man. I was noticing in the hallways for the rooms,
mm-hmm.
they were like upside down pineapple, like just like little ornaments on the doors. I didn't put it together until like maybe 2 weeks later. And somebody told me, no, upside down pineapple means you like to sweep.
So wait, those people brought the upside down pineapples with them
to put on their door. To let people know, I'm down with the shits.
Does it have to be pineapple? What if I put an upside down papaya? Who would that invite?
The bartender gonna pull it up like,
yo.
I heard you like bartenders. Yeah, what?
I heard you like doing non-consensual comedy shows. I heard you like going ass first.
Ass first down a slip and slide. That's out of it. You're like, hey, what? My papaya says all that.
This next post reads, man doused with bong water happened on Vassar Avenue and Saticoy Street, Canoga Park. Bong water. That's disgusting.
That's up there with toilet water. Which one would you rather get doused on you? Dirty bong water or a toilet that's just been cleaned, but it has a history, of course. It's, you know, it's been there for...
You can't erase that history. I don't care with how much bleach.
How nice that water looks.
There's no amount.
Is it better than dirty, like, filthy bong water? I might go with the toilet water at that point.
I don't know. I'm going to have nightmares about this. Whose bong water is it? Can I ask
that's
that?
That's a good question, too.
Jason Momoa's bong water?
What's the Stevie from Jackass?
Wonder?
Steve-O.
Steve. Stevie Wonder.
Steve-O's bong water.
That was actually probably him that this post was written about.
This one?
Yeah. He probably is the person who doused somebody with the bong water.
Yeah, it does seem like a very prankish thing to do.
It does seem like a very MTV circa 1998 thing to do.
All right, listeners, let us know. Are you going with
bong
getting
water.
Doused with dirty bong water? Or getting doused with clean Starbucks toilet water?
Starbucks toilet water?
The Starbucks is worse than gas
stations.
That's
what I'm saying.
But it's a clean toilet. They just cleaned it, and they just flushed it, too. I'm taking my chances with the toilet water, although it does have a history.
I mean, I understand. I'm still in my head like, did I make the right decision?
It's too late.
Is it the bong water the wrong way to go?
I think my water's the wrong way to go there. But who knows? This next post reads, Colorado hiker lost for 24 hours because they didn't recognize the rescuer's numbers. The hiker sent out around 9 a.m. on a Mount Elbert trail and at some point wandered off it, according to Lake County Search and Rescue.
When the hiker didn't return by evening, rescue crews began a search which lasted for hours well into the following morning.
When the missing hiker finally showed up, they told rescue officials that they wandered off the trail around nightfall and could not find their way back. He spent the night searching for the trail and once located, bounced around onto different trails trying to locate the proper one, all while not realizing that a rescue team was out looking for him.
The rescue crew said the subject ignored repeated phone calls because he simply didn't recognize the number. Their advice to future hikers, if you're overdue according to your itinerary and you start getting repeated calls from an unknown number, please answer the phone.
I'm on the side of the...
The hiker, the lost hiker?
The hiker.
But you know, if you're lost, people are probably looking for you. So pick up your phone.
Yeah, but you know, Google, sometimes an unknown number can call you or somebody who's never called you before.
Yeah.
But a name still pops up.
Yes.
Like they'll suggest it. And so why wouldn't it be like park ranger? You'd be like, oh, yes. Thank you.
So now it's Google's fault for not saying maybe park ranger?
Well, people should make their numbers friendly. You know, like look at 911, three digits, for sure not spam.
And you know what it is.
You know what it is.
Easily recognizable.
Your number shouldn't be seven digits. It should be like 5, 6,
it should be like,
3.
It should be 555-5555.
That'd be great. But any digit will do.
Yeah.
444-944.
7777.
And matter of fact, they all should start with 9. Park Rangers, you're 944.
Mm-hmm.
ER,
mm-hmm.
955.
Mm-hmm.
Animal Control. You're 933.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? Shit like that. Just to keep it simple. I should be governor. What you think?
Whoa.
Calm down. What is that about? I'd be a great governor. Are you kidding me?
Because of that?
That's a part of it.
No, you'd be like...
Amazing governor.
No.
What?
You'd be mandating...
Have you seen the governors?
Food laws.
Huh? Oh, no. I'd be a great governor.
You'd be like... We're not having just 3 meals a day. We're having 7 meals a day. That's just what it is.
That sounds great.
It's breakfast.
It's not mandatory. It'll be suggested.
It's highly recommended.
There'll be governmental incentives.
Wow, Chinadu.
Mm-hmm.
That was fantastic.
That was fun.
And guess what, listeners?
Guess what?
If you enjoyed that, we'll be doing this every week.
But we'll be doing this a lot.
And since we will be doing this a lot, you know what we're going to need from you guys is for you to send in your stories.
You guys should send them into the link in our bios. Now, you can do that on Instagram, on Twitter, TikTok. It's all the same. All right. Now, if you want to find mine, it's very easy. Chinadu, C-H-I-N-E-D-U. Last name is U-N-A-K-A. Twitter, Chinadu Comedy. Now, everybody focus up as Candace tell you hers because it's a little tricky. Go ahead, Candace.
Yeah. Snort some cocaine before you... Because this is going to be hard to comprehend. It's Jokes by Candace. All right. Up next, we have our Phone a Friend segment. This is my personal favorite segment.
I love this one, too, though.
I mean, you love it, but you can't be loving all the segments. Can I have one?
There's a lot of segments to love.
You're right. Okay. Now, this is where we have one of our hilarious friends come on, and they share a neighborhood story with us, and we just riff with them. And we're so excited to have this young guy on with us today. He's so fucking funny. I've known him for years now.
Years.
Like a brother.
A lot of green room conversations.
And if you are in the Los Angeles area at the end of April, make sure to check him out at the Netflix Is a Joke Comedy Festival. Put your virtual hands together for the hilarious Francisco Ramos.
Yeah.
What's up? How are you? How's everybody doing this new year?
We're good. How are you?
We're good. How are you doing, Francisco?
I'm good. I'm excited to be here.
You keeping up with your resolutions?
No.
Okay.
Francisco, what's your neighborhood story that you have for us today?
Well, actually, yeah, I have literally a neighborhood story because it happened in my apartment building. Yeah, we have a dog, and then one time I just get home, and then I open the door, and I see there's a piece of paper that was slipped in my apartment, and it says, "Get rid of your dog, or I will."
What?
Wait. Yeah. Time out. Okay. What type of dog do you have?
It's kind of like a little poodle mix, you know, kind of like okay. It's small. You know,
small
like a
poodle dog? Mix, small.
Yeah. Okay. So wait, you got this note.
Uh-huh.
And what did you do?
So I live in the top floor. So I'm going to like, going to be somebody that lives below me, you know. So I go down, you know, and I go and knock at one door, and then this lady comes out. As soon as I see her, I go like, this lady has more problems than the dog. You know what I mean? Like when you see somebody, you know, when you see somebody, you're like, oh, yeah, this is not about me or the dog.
Yeah.
It's about your life, you know? And
you just see like behind her is just like a large tower of canned food just stacked up awkwardly. One shaped as a couch.
Or it's just cat food. Yeah. It's a couch made of cat food cans.
She sits on it. Like, you sit there?
Yeah, it was. Literally, it was that. It's that lady that you. But as soon as she opened the door, like, all my intention went away. And I was like, excuse me, did you leave this scene? And she's like, yeah, I did. You know, because. And then she started going into this whole rant. It's like, when I lived here, the dogs were not allowed, only cats. I'm at night, and this dog keeps barking. It keeps barking. And I'm like, excuse me, lady. I live with a dog. The dog doesn't bark because I'm there and we're there.
Right.
You know, eventually I was like, all right, okay, I will try to keep my dog quiet, you know, all this stuff. And then, but it was very hilarious that basically I had this kind of like Cruella de Vil that lives below me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Your dog was quiet already. Like you said, it wasn't even about the dog. She was just, sometimes your life could be in such a disarray that the little control you do have is like,
yeah.
You know, small things would just flip you off. Like, why you guys didn't give me a straw with my drink? I don't need a straw. Why are you checking it out right there? You know what I mean?
It's
gonna make a person
yeah.
snap.
Yeah.
Me personally, I wouldn't have went knocking on that person's door or searching for the person by via knock. Just because it's like, when a person write a note like that, you don't know what they could be on.
That's true.
You know?
That's true. It's very true. He could have walked right into a trap.
Right.
Actually, the manager was like, yeah, next time don't do that.
Yeah.
Like, you're looking for trouble.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
this wasn't her first.
You're completely right.
Yeah, it's because it's not her first complaint, you know?
They were like, oh, yeah, no, we know who she is. Yeah, we had big complaints before about her. So, yeah, we talked to her.
Like, everybody's gotten a note before. She's wrote, get rid of your crock pot or
she's
else.
Like, stop making Kraft macaroni and cheese.
At 10 p.m. specifically or else.
She's actually reusing the note. She's like, can I get my note back?
Right.
Like, can you just.
And she just scratches out dog.
Paper? Dog.
This is the way Francisco figured out who did it. He knocked at everybody's door. And the first thing he said was, or else what? And they're like so confused. Like what?
What are you talking about?
That was his test. And they're like, what? He's like, oh, sorry. Wrong house.
Do you respect notes? Like when someone leaves a note like that? Or would you rather the person come up and say something to your face?
Oh, my face, 100%. I mean, the notes, that's what pissed me off was the note, because it wasn't even like apartment, whatever number or like her name.
Mm-hmm.
It was literally like a ransom note. And you see the dog and it's kind of like, what, this dog?
Right, this adorable.
So like nice and doesn't do anything. Yeah, I was like.
This was going door to door with Liam Neeson energy.
But it was like Terminator. She was like Terminator. It's like, get rid of this dog or I will. I was like,
damn.
Jesus.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
And have you seen her since? I'm assuming yes.
You know what? Actually,
no?
I don't know. Maybe my thing was the one that told her, like, you know what? I'm out of here. Maybe it was me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you're the first person that wouldn't play her game, and she just lost all interest in that building.
She couldn't handle it anymore, and she moved. And then everybody should actually applaud me in this building. When people see me, they should just slowly clap. Thank you, sir.
The slow clap. I mean, that's one explanation. To me, the only reasonable explanation is your dog found out about the note and took her out.
He pawed her tires.
Yeah,
maybe. Driving down the street.
Yeah.
He was like, threaten me?
Or I will what? Maybe your dog was bullying her the whole time.
Yeah, maybe the what if your dog has a secret life that you don't even know about?
Yeah, it's the secret life of pets, but like not like a Disney movie, but like dark, very dark.
And he was tormenting her this whole time. So she was just defending herself.
Exactly.
And your dog is really the asshole. Yeah.
And then he took her out after she sent the note because he was like, you told my owner? And he stuck in her backseat.
No, the dog wrote the note. My dog wrote the note. And
oh, he wants to leave you.
Yes.
He's sick of living there. Yeah. He's like, get rid of the dog or else.
How was the handwriting? Was it really neat? Or was it sloppy? Did it look like a dog wrote it?
No, it was just a bunch of paws.
Francisco, that was amazing. Thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you.
We have a quick question for you. We are doing a segment up next called What's Cooking? And we wanted to know if you would stick around and riff with us during the segment if you have time.
Yes, I do.
Perfect. Well, we will be right back with What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Tinder. You matched, chatted, vibe checked. Now it's time to meet IRL. So what's stopping you? Tinder is making dating safer and easier with their excellent safety features, like Share My Date, the best way to let your friends know your plans, while Moonlight allows you to discreetly call emergency services, and Are You Sure will prompt people to think twice before sending a potentially harmful message. Explore all of the possibilities for yourself. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today.
This episode is brought to you by Bye. It's Wonder Water. What makes Bye so great? It's simple. From Raspberry Lemon Lime by Sydney Sweeney to Zambia Bing Cherry and Palavo Pineapple Mango, Bai has antioxidants, electrolytes, and no artificial sweeteners. So for flavorful hydration, choose Bai. It's Wonder Water. Learn more about Bai and discover all of the exotic, bold flavors at drinkbai.com.
And we are back with a new segment called What's Cooking. Now, this post reads, thanks Marie Callender for ruining Thanksgiving dessert. Now, for our listeners who can't see the picture, this pie is burnt crisp black on the top. Not like, oh, it's kind of burnt. Like, the whole thing is microphone.
It's charred.
It's charred.
It is inedible, this picture of this pumpkin pie.
Did somebody order that pie and they got it burned?
Mm-hmm. Well.
Well, as a follow-up, Marie Callender, they responded, hi, Sharon. Thanks for your post. We're really sorry to hear our pumpkin pie let you down this year. We'd like to get in touch with you so we can hear more and help. Please send us a private message. Then the internet jumped in.
So basically, the pie was sent to her normal. But you then have to bake it.
Yeah.
So it's your responsibility to bake it properly, right? Mm-hmm. So.
Of course.
Exactly. This is common sense, right?
It's common sense.
So, of course, the internet has to chime in. And the first comment reads, please send her a larger version of the back of your box.
The next one reads, how many days? Next one says, how many days did you bake this for?
How many days? And the next one says, pretty sure the instructions don't say yeet pie into the sun. So basically, these people just roasted her.
Yeah.
Because they know it's not Marie Callender's fault that the pie is burnt to a crisp.
You can't get mad at DiGiorno for if you burn the pizza. It's not delivery, it's DiGiorno.
Right.
Right. They don't deliver it cooked, it's frozen, player.
But also, like, why are you even sharing that you don't know how to cook? I wouldn't even do that.
It's embarrassing.
If I burn something, I'm not gonna. That's it. It's my fault. I'm not gonna put it out there.
But Francisco, you know? In her head, she ain't burn it. Marie Callender's burnt it. Okay.
Yeah.
So she's delusional. So yeah. She's not. She doesn't think this is her fault.
She don't take no ownership in any part of her life.
No.
Okay. She's the type of person that will run into the back of your car, then get out, start screaming at you, trying to mind fuck you until you hit yourself. Why would you reverse like that? Like, what?
Wait, what?
I'm at a green light, man.
I feel bad for the customer service of Marie Callender, where you actually have to answer very politely.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's what sucks.
Because you gotta be like, you get this person, you're like, oh my God. And then, you know, you're like, oh, I'm sorry that you cannot say the truth, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Lady, you burned it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I want a customer server that's real. Yeah. Says that. Hey, you idiot, you burned it.
But I think there should be a system where you can submit permission to speak freely.
To speak truth.
To certain customers.
Yes. It's called real customer service.
Permission granted.
Hey, you dumb motherfucker. The shit is supposed to be.
You had 3 buttons to press.
And you couldn't do that shit. Stay the fuck out of our store. Our pies are too good for
you. Yeah. Francisco, this was fantastic. Thank you for joining us today. I hope you had a good time.
I did. I had a great time. Thank you for having me. You guys are awesome.
Amazing. Don't forget to catch Francisco if you are in LA at the Netflix is a Joke Comedy Festival at the end of April. And where can people find you online?
At F. Ramos Comedy on Instagram and TikTok, and on Twitter at Francisco Ramos. But thank you for having me. You guys were great.
Of course, Francisco. We love you. Thank you.
Get home safe. Oh, man. Candace?
Yes, Trinity?
Do you know what time it is?
I don't, but I can guess.
Well, to our listeners, you know what time it is. I need everybody just to get very comfortable. Make you a nice sandcastle. Go to your nearest beach.
What?
Make sure you build yourself a nice sand sofa so you can sit down inside of your castle and get ready for Won't You Be My Neighbor. A 9-year-old saves her family from carbon monoxide. A 9-year-old saves her family from carbon monoxide poisoning. Jaylene, a 9-year-old from Brockton, Massachusetts, used quick thinking to call 911 as carbon monoxide from a generator filled the family's home.
The night of the incident, the young girl was in bed when she heard yelling. That's when she found her dad with her mom, who'd fallen unconscious.
Before she knew it, he was being overtaken by the gas as well. So she unlocked his phone using his face, called 911, and took her 7-year-old sister out to get help from a neighbor.
According to her mom, they were so grateful for Jaylene's fast action that saved the lives of their entire family.
She was so smart. That was very scary. If it wasn't for her calling right away, I don't know what would have happened. This is just amazing.
You know the pressure? She saved her family from carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide is a silent killer.
It really is.
It doesn't smell like nothing.
At all.
You know gas that we smell like from the stove?
Mm-hmm.
They put that smell in it so you know it's there.
Right.
Why don't they do that with carbon monoxide?
Facts.
Just a question.
I didn't know they make it smell.
They make it smell.
Well, why not make it smell like strawberries or something?
Then you'd like it. And then you'd be like, oh, this smells so nice.
Did you get a new air freshener? Boom.
Yeah. Somebody went to the farmer's market.
Kaboom. Ooh, girl, that's some new perfume. You know I love strawberry. What? So, yeah, well, I do want to say to Jaylene, kudos to you for having the frame of mind
to be so cool under pressure.
Not only are you in good hands, but your family are in good hands having you there.
I also think that this young girl might have a future as an EMT or anybody that saves lives, like a fire person.
Mm-hmm. A carbon monoxide labeler.
Specialist.
Might be the person put labels on carbon monoxide.
Just labels them?
Just labels
and says, this is carbon monoxide and just walks away. What if she has a nose that can detect carbon monoxide?
Oh, she's like an X-Man.
Yes.
Well, what a useless superpower.
That's not useless. She can go around and save tens of people.
cans of, which is still a lot. Let's be clear about that.
That's not a lot, but it's people.
No, that's, people have gotten Nobel Peace Prizes for saving less.
That is true.
Purple
She'll get
hearts,
a Purple Heart for
all
sure.
All types of stuff.
Easy.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, shout out to you, Jaylen. You have a very bright future.
And a very special skill set.
So we're happy for you and continue to protect the world. We need you. Wow, Candace, what did you learn today?
I've learned that if someone held a gun to my head, I don't know if I'd be able to choose between being doused with bong water or toilet water.
Wow.
I'm still thinking about it.
I'm still thinking about dirty bong water or clean toilet water from a toilet that's been used for 10 years.
Blown up.
It's the history that's getting to you.
It is the history. I can't get past. Also, you just can't clean a toilet that good.
And it's understandable. So I don't want you to beat yourself up about it.
What did you learn?
Well, I learned that people are fed up with us.
Who?
That they are done with these stand-up comedy shows.
Oh, yeah.
And they're starting to label our jokes as assault. Has it come to this?
They're not wrong.
Are our
We've
jokes
been to these shows. They're
assault
not wrong.
To the ears?
Yes.
And I also want to know who books this show. I'll do it. Why not? I'll pull up. Candace, where can I find you?
You can find me on social media at Jokes by Candace.
That's right.
And where can people unfollow you, Chinedu?
You can unfollow me at Chinedu Unaka. That's ChineduUnaka. Also, you can download my comedy album, Mostly Kidding, on Spotify. To our nosy neighbors, you go out there and you be good people.
Keep being nosy, though.
Keep being nosy. Keep your nose open. You never know when you might run into some
carbon monoxide.
Nosy Neighbors comes out every Thursday, only on Spotify. Be sure to hit that follow button on Spotify so you never miss an episode. Nosy Neighbors with me, Chinedu Unaka.
And me, Candace Thompson.
Is a Spotify original podcast. We executive produce the show. Thank you to our lead producer, Allison Johnson, and our producer, Courtney Gilbert. Matthew Cialelli edits the show. Cornelia Stravick does writing and research for us. Our executive producer from Spotify is Gina Dalvet. And special thanks to Robert Adler, Dan Behar, Casey Simonson, and Kelly Kyle. Make sure to follow Nosy Neighbors only on Spotify.